I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Joe Montaldo back with us, founder and director of ICAR, International Community for Alien Research. ICAR has close to 7,000 abduction cases on file. Mr. Montaldo has been a researcher, investigator of alien contact, abductions, and experiences for more than 30 years. He is the owner of Paranormal Radio and the host of Wake Up USA, a UFO study. He's also a board member representing contactees for Dr. Michael Sala's Exopolitics Institute. Joe, welcome back. How you been?
Oh, good. Nice to hear from you again, George. It's been a while since I talked to you.
You too. Life good? COVID okay? No problems there?
Believe it or not, I was in L.A. for 10 days. I just got back. Picked up COVID while I was there.
Oh, no. Did you?
Yeah, but it was mild. I'm about 7 days through it. So, yeah, I was out there working press for Writers of the Future. So I was like, it's just one of them things when you're around that many people. You know, two planes coming, two planes going, and all that wonderful. But hey, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, you sound good, though.
Yeah, I'm feeling way better, actually. It's just one of them things, what can you do? You've got to keep on plugging away. Yeah, I've been dying to talk to y'all for a while, but between hurricanes, I can't ever seem to get any free time anymore.
Yeah, you're down still in Mississippi, aren't you,
yeah,
that area?
Yeah, in Louisiana. Yeah, my business, my construction company's out of New Orleans, but we've been so busy. I mean, it's like every 2 years, by the time we get caught up with our customers, we get another storm.
Yeah, it's just they just keep coming. That's crazy.
And I got so much research in the board, I'm like, look, stop. I need a break, hurricane. I need a break. I need to get caught up on my research is what we've been doing. We're getting ready to do a huge dump here in a couple of weeks.
Well, good. Just make sure you update us, too, on that.
I will.
How did you get involved in ICAR?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I was kind of anti-alien, anti-UFO when I was young. And I kept getting people just out of the blue would come tell me, you know, I think I've been abducted. I'm like, what? I couldn't figure out why they were telling me in the first dang place. I was like, come on, people. I don't believe in this. Why you keep doing this? But after I met four or five people who were really, really, really credible, I mean, you know, they were high up in their professions. They had a lot at stake. And I was like, well, there's got to be something to it. So I started out as a debunker, to be totally honest with you. So I was trying to debunk everything I could get my hands on. And I did manage to debunk a lot of stuff. But then there was just a lot of stuff I couldn't debunk. And the more I looked into it, the more I was like, man, come on. And so here we are. I think I'd have to call Jesse, but I think we're almost close to 90,000 cases now.
Wow.
It's almost.
They got to update your bio now. Jeez.
Matter of fact, that whole website's being updated for the dump, so I'll send y'all. I meant to send you this one, but I was flying and got caught in between. It was just kind of one of them weird things this week. But now I've been missing y'all a lot. You know, so, matter of fact, what got me is I was listening to someone talk about you were going to have dinner in L.A. with a comedian, and that's what made me think about y'all. I said, let me give him a call. And I just called him on some local L.A. radio station down there. They were talking about you having dinner with somebody out there.
Hank Garrett from Car 54, Where Are You? Remember that show?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And, way back.
Yeah, so, when I heard it, I said, you know what, I haven't talked to him in a while. called around a couple of people I knew that might have the number, because I had the old number, believe it or not, the 0100. That thing's probably older than I am. And then finally I ran across one of my friends that had it. I said, well, let me give them a call, Lisa, and give her a call and see if she can get me on. And here we are. So it's been a whirlwind is what it's been. I mean, almost, let's see, I've been married almost 40 years, so.
Good for you.
37 years I've been doing this, 38 years I've been doing this now. And all we do is correlate data. Somebody said, well, I don't know why you don't want to get famous. It's from this. I said, the idea is just to get the research and put it into the field, get the research, put it into the field. And if people use it, they use it. If they don't, they don't. I noticed, matter of fact, I think it was the returned, you were on the same episode with me. It was the second time I did the alien blood type release. I did it once in New York for a radio station, a TV station up there. And then Ancient Aliens called us and asked if we do the return. And I said, okay, well, we'll put it on there. And then 2 years later, invite us back. I think it was Taken is what the episode was.
That was a great segment you did.
Yeah, and there was a lot of good material on there. And it's, so here we are all these years later, and we keep every decade we release a bunch of stuff. So that's what we're doing right now. This is part two of the blood study we're putting out. Because frankly, honestly, when I got into this, I never thought I would find a correlation with blood and abductees. I really thought it was going to be the same thing, you know, 37% this, 18% that, 9% this, 7% that, 1.5% that. That's what I thought I was going to find. After, about, I think we realized around 36,000 that we had something. And then we went back through all of our applications, because that was just people going to the website who said they were abducted, so you got to kind of take that with a grain of salt. So we went back through all of our applications, and we noticed there was a trend. Rh negative was a trend. It was a hardcore trend. I think it's 69% of all of our abductees are Rh negative.
That's amazing.
It's weird because no one knows where Rh negative came from. It appeared 35 or 45,000 years ago out of the blue and for no reason. As far as I know, Mother Nature didn't need it. She was well on her way to procreating our planet. And for a long time, Rh negative killed babies. I mean, that's why we used to have the... Well, some of you listeners are probably too young for this. In the old days, you used to have to get a blood test and to get a marriage license.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And that's why, because Rh negative with Rh positive could create stillborn babies. So I'm thinking, why would Mother Nature create this? You know, I met a hematologist. Actually, I met three. And when I contacted the first one, he laughed at me. He goes, oh, you do UFOs.
He knew that?
Yeah, so he started laughing. So I sent him all the data I had. So then he calls me on the phone. He said, well, wait, what is this? I said, this is what we've been learning. This is what, I just want to get your opinion. So he got all wrapped up into us, gave us all of his maps from all the research from around the world that he's done on hematological research, and we found out things like Rh negative, O negative is the universal donor, O negative is also the purest form of blood known to man. It's where all of our hematological research comes from. And yet here our majority of our contactees are in the Rh negative range. I'm thinking, this can't be a coincidence. I'm like, there's just got to be more to this. So the more we looked into it, the more people we found in the Rh negative category. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't mean if you're Rh positive, you can't be a contactee. It just means there's less of them. And the other weird thing about this is, you know, 40,000 years ago, so maybe it was 1% Rh negative. Today, I think it's up to about 18%. It's growing. And it seems to be pushing Rh-positive people out, so it just keeps growing.
What do you think they're doing, Joe, with the Rh-negative people or the blood type?
You know, it's a good question because I wonder if they're just gently changing who we are. Because if you look around, you know, Rh-negative is what created blue and green eyes. Before Rh-negative, basically we lived in a brown-haired, brown-eyed, brown-skinned planet for 2 million years. And then all of a sudden, this emerges on the scene. We start having these mutations. It's Rh negative people seem to be a little more aggressive. And I don't mean in a bad way, but you know they're more likely to go out and do something, achieve something. Their personalities seem to be more high and high power. We found out recently that a lot of politicians and a lot of movie stars are Rh negative.
Interesting.
Blue or green eyed, and it's just weird because it's so much smaller of a segment of the population to be representing so much of a larger part of their population. And it just keeps snowballing. I'm like, well, what could they possibly want with this? So the best guess is this is how they're changing our society. So I called a friend of mine at the Air Force, just recently because in 2000, you know, the Air Force and Navy reinstituted their psychic programs. They dropped their remote viewing programs and instituted psychic ability programs. So I called a friend over there, and I said, let me ask you a question. I said, do me a favor. I said, I don't want to know anything top secret. I said, I'd like you to pool the people you got and see how many are Rh negative versus Rh positive in your pool. A couple of weeks go by, I don't hear anything. A couple of weeks go by, I don't hear anything. So I ran into the General Space Command at one of the things I was attending, and I asked him if he'd ask for me. About a week goes by, he calls me, he said 72% of their
wow.
are Rh negative. So I was just taken back. I was like, what the... You know, so it seems like that on this side, and it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have psychic abilities, people if you're Rh positive. It just seems like these people tend to have more abilities, stronger abilities, and now that I know the Air Force and Navy are doing it, it seems like there's more Rh negatives in those positions.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what percent of the human population is Rh negative?
15% currently.
So with 15% of the population Rh negative, yet 70% are those that were abducted. That's huge.
That's huge. And when I first seen this 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I was like, what? And that's why we kept going back over and going back over, because it was giving me a headache. I'm like, no, this can't be right. You know, this, it has to be the same as the population of the planet, you know, that... You know, because O positive is 37%. I think A's like 36%. So I kept looking and looking and looking, and it just make any sense. And then I stumbled across something else. Did you know that Central and South America are 98% O?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's significant because nowhere else in the world does that. And of course, we know the Nazcans are down there. We know the Mayans, Aztecs, and Incans were down there. We know there was a lot of societies down there that seemed to worship aliens, and now we find out that there's a huge segment of the population that was O. And no one can explain it. Anytime I ask anybody, nobody can give me a reasonable explanation. I said, well, maybe they came across it. Obviously, they didn't come over the land bridge, so where did they come from? So the deeper we get into this, the more the puzzle seems to go. But when you go back to the alien aspect, when I put people under, because, you know, when we do hypnosis now, we do voice stress analysis with the hypnosis. And
to determine if they're telling you the truth or not?
Well, part of it's that, but part of it is, George, so let's say I get you down to level 5, and I have you telling me about an abduction, and I don't see any of the lines moving, I'm going to question the experience.
Okay.
Because you know as well as I do, these people are stressed in some way or another. So
absolutely.
It should be showing stress in there. If they're not, I'm like, this sounds like a story to me, because I've never met anybody who's a true abductee. When I put them under there and put that stress meter on, that meter was fluctuating all over the place.
And what percent, Joe, do you think people are lying to you?
In the old days, I would have said it was about 60-40. These days, it seems to have changed a little bit. It's probably dropped about 40-60 now. I noticed since we've updated the sites and really made the applications harder, the amount of people trying to lie has gone down. Because what we did was we used to have 25-question questionnaire. Now it's 75. And it's quite detailed. So I noticed the true people will go ahead and fill it out. The people who are faking usually will get like halfway through. Or
stop.
Then stop. It's just too much for most of them. So that's why we did it like that. And that's what we're getting ready to release that in 3 weeks. The gray and reptilian and human studies are going to come out. Oh, and by the way, after all this time of doing this, I'm finally got a book coming. It's called Contact at Navarre.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, let's get you back again. When's that book come out?
Hopefully in 5 weeks. I'm going to send it to some of my friends that I met in California from the Ward people at Writers of the Future, and let them edit it for me and look at it. Because it's because of them I'm writing it. They were driving me nuts about writing a book for the last 2 years.
Well, you tell Lisa about it, and we'll get you back.
Oh, I will. I'll definitely give her a call. As soon as it comes out, I'll holler at you, because it's going to be an interesting book. It is about an 11-day missing. It's a case we did where they lost 11 days in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
All right, we'll do that. Now, what was the impetus to start the blood study? What was the reason?
Well, one day I was sitting with my director who was taking over my job, and we were just going through applications. And she goes, John, there seems to be a lot of people in here, because we asked blood type on the application.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, and it wasn't for anything particular at the time, though. And we noticed that a lot of them seemed to be Rh negative. So then we said, okay, we're going to launch this study and see what we find. So the first thing I did, I forgot where I went. I was on radio somewhere, and I had launched and said, look, if you think you've been abducted or this, that, or the thing, go to the ICAR site, take the thing, tell us what percentage, you know, tell us what blood type you are. Tell us what color eyes you have, and what because, you know, it's 50-50 on contactees with green and blue eyes. So it's like their mutations are carrying true through the contactees, or abductees, whatever you want to call them. It seems to be carrying true through there. It's almost like whoever or whatever created this mutation way back in the day, it was intentional. Because because when I started this study, blue and green eyes were 5%. Now they're 18%. And that's just in 40 years.
So do you think the Rh negative people might have been hybrids in the beginning?
They might have been. It's a good chance that there was some kind of interaction between some local population and the aliens, because there's no other real explanation for it. I mean, I can't get any scientists to give me, and I've talked to many of them. You know, I host a show called Science Beyond now, so I talk to a lot of scientists these days, and no one can give me a reason why. I'm like, come on, guys. You know, y'all advanced. I've been doing this all your life. Tell me why this is here, and they can't. So when I say stuff like, well, could have been some kind of hybrid, maybe there was another population on the planet that we interbred with, they'll go for that as long as you don't use the word alien. As soon as you use the word alien, they get all, you know, frenzy-winzy.
Right, they don't want anything to do with it.
But when you don't, they're like, well, it is popular. Maybe there was an indigenous population that we didn't know about that's since died off that was heavy Rh negative, and they just simply interbred with the rest of the population. That may or may not be true. I mean, none of us were around to know for sure, but it does seem like at the rate it's going, and when I talked with Bruce just recently, one of our hematologists, he said at the rate that this is going, he would suggest that Rh negative would be 50% in less than 20,000 years. In less than 100,000, it will be the dominant blood type on the planet. So
that's huge.
Yes, and that's a direction. I mean, somebody had to do that. Whether you want to blame it on Mother Nature, aliens, or whatever, something has changed the course of humans. And when you look at Rh-negative people's personalities, they're different than Rh-positive personalities. it's not necessarily that one's better or worse than the other. They're just different. They tend to be more, their psychic abilities tend to stand out more. They tend to be more go-getters. They tend to want to be more involved with things on the planet. I notice a lot of them tend to, how can I say this politely?
Yes, remember, this is radio. This is radio.
Yes, they're very green. We'll leave it at that. And which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just they get a little overly ambitious with it sometimes. But it's not like anybody's telling me, oh, the planet's going to die or end. They just want to see a significant change in our population.
Are you baffled by this study, by the results that you're getting?
A lot of it I am, because, some things, to us, it gives us something to look for now, and it also helps us with when we're dealing with other contactees. But there's really just no simple explanation for it. Other than alien contact, no one can give me an explanation for where this came from or why it's here or why it's pushing so hard through our DNA and our life. Because really, just in the 30 years I've been in this, it's changed. I mean, both Rh negative has gone up and blue and green eyes have gone up. And it seems to be moving faster than it should be. You know, if it started out at whatever percentage way back 40,000 years ago, and then all of a sudden it was 15%, now it's 18%, 20,000 will be over 50%, 40,000 will be closer to 80%. Why? Why is this going this way? And I do, I mean, we've got all the maps that show how all the planets laid out as far as its blood types. And this is weird because South and Central America, like we said earlier, are 98% O. And then
the Middle East, too. Yeah, I'm O positive, for example.
And so that's what I tell people. People ask me all the time, well, positive people are abductees. They said, yes, positive people are abductees. It just seems like we're just being changed. Slowly but surely, the population is being manipulated, but not in a way that, how can I say this? So whoever started this or whatever started this manipulated the population, and now it's just taking its own course. It's kind of like COVID. It just took off, and now it's doing its own thing. And it just keeps moving forward. It keeps going. It keeps moving forward. And more people calling us and coming in Rh positive. When I talked to Jesse a couple of weeks ago, she wanted to update it because they're in the middle of rebuilding the site. She wanted to update it to like 74% of the abductees are Rh negative. And I'm like, I don't understand why it keeps going and keeps pushing. And when you interview these people, they are very intelligent, kind of laid back, but kind of aggressive at the same time, if that makes sense. So
are they scared?
No, they're not actually. They seem to embrace it. That's another weird thing. I mean, when I talk to people about this and say, the majority of people who are being abducted are Rh, they're all like, oh, really? Man, that sounds...
Do they only recollect Joe under hypnosis, or do they know about it in their normal casual living?
It depends on the individual. Some people know it's part of their life, and they've incorporated it in their life. Some people, they don't realize it until you put them under, and then it comes out. And we're so strict about hypnosis, it's scary, but... Because we want everything to be legit. We don't do hypnosis. In other words, we're not going to use questions like aliens or extraterrestrials or blood type or any of that. And I'm just going to ask you about an experience that you've had, and I want you to tell me forward and backward, and then we'll set up a line of questioning for it. But that way it works really well. And, of course, we have the voice stress running, and we always make them bring somebody with them when we're doing hypnosis for their safety and ours. So it works really good. But for some reason, they're embracing this at a scary way.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.